I was reading something interesting this week about the name of God, I Am, as He revealed it to the Israelites. And God is. God is not becoming. He wasn't. He is. And for us as humans, that's not in our frame of reference, right? So all of us were something. We were all small. Now we are adult and we are becoming older. There is a becoming. We were sinners. We were in the world. We are now with Jesus and we are becoming more holy. Hopefully, we are being sanctified. But there is none of that with Jesus, with God. He wasn't and He isn't becoming anything. He is. That's a freebie. That's got nothing to do with anything I'm saying this morning. But it just touched my heart so in the week. I thought I'd share it. It just came up in my mind now. Okay, so this morning, one of the most well-known stories of somebody coming to Jesus, coming to faith in Christ, is a story of a little guy that climbed a tree. Go, 1018 for Yo Louise. Ek sal nou jou sterretjie kry. Zacchaeus. We read about Zacchaeus in Luke 19, verse 1 to 10. Thanks, Cebu. Jesus entered Jericho and He was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed Jesus gladly. All the people saw this, and what does the people always do? They grumble and they mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up. There's a gap there. So that's when they were sitting in Zacchaeus' house having dinner. But Zacchaeus stood up at the table and he said to Jesus, said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man, Zacchaeus too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost." When I said Zacchaeus, who have you thought about that little children's song? This is an amazing story of how an encounter with Jesus changes the heart of a sinner. Now, the story has three main characters. So my English teacher that tried to teach me Shakespeare, she would be extremely happy with my unpacking of the three characters in this story. So character one is Zacchaeus. Character two is Jesus. And character three is the crowd as a collective. So let's look at some characteristics of these characters. Zacchaeus. Let's start with Zacchaeus. So point number one about Zacchaeus is Zacchaeus is a picture of all of us. He's sinful. He's greedy. He lives after the flesh. He was a chief tax collector. So that means he climbed the corporate ladder. Okay, so in modern world speak, he has gone through the ranks. He started as a lowly tax collector, worked himself up, And now, as an older gentleman, I would assume, he is a chief tax collector, and he has many tax collectors reporting into him. Jesus himself compares tax collectors to pagans. Did you know that? Matthew 18, verse 17. I think I gave you that scripture, Sibu. Yeah, there we go. This is Jesus' own words. If he, that is a brother in Christ, if he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church, and if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. It's the same thing. You treat them the same. So tax collectors were equal to pagans in first century Israel. They were treated the same. They were loathed. They were rejected by all their fellow Israel countrymen. So Zacchaeus was not a righteous man. The Amplified Bible translation says he was a notorious sinner. But that is true of all of us as well. Aren't we all notorious sinners? We are greedy. We are selfish, sinful. We live according to our human natures, and in and of ourselves, we cannot change who we are. Point number two. Zacchaeus was lost in the crowd. Zacchaeus couldn't see Jesus. He heard the commotion. He saw the crowds, but he wasn't physically able by himself to get to Jesus. He was a small man, small build, and the crowds were large. This little man was insignificant in the crowd. That's a picture of how we cannot approach God as sinful humans. The Bible says we can only love him because he first loved us. So by him first loving us enables us to approach him. Point number three, Zacchaeus climbed a tree. Something to note about Zacchaeus is that he was determined to position himself to see Jesus. So when he tried getting through the crowd and he had no success, he ran on ahead to a place he knew they would all pass through, and he climbed a tree with a dress, because they all wore dresses, even the guys. So just guys trying to put on a dress and climb a tree paints an interesting picture, doesn't it? So he was determined to position himself to see Jesus. Just even for a glimpse of Jesus. He was sitting high in a tree, willing to just glimpse Jesus in the crowd as he was walking past. He didn't know Jesus personally, but he knew of Jesus. Everybody in the region knew of Jesus. He was a bit of a troublemaker. You either hated him or loved him. That was the how Jesus rolled. He knew the stories of the miracles that Jesus performed. But something stirred in his heart. He was curious, and he had to see Jesus for himself. One of my favorite scriptures, I just prayed it as well, Psalm 34, verse 8. It says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." I love that verse. I love that verse. It's not only a spiritual thing. Jesus gave us all our senses to experience him with. Tasting, seeing, hearing, every sense we have, touching, feeling. We didn't get those senses just to live in this material world. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Jesus invites us to taste and see for ourselves that He is good. I'm rushing through this. I've still got 27 points to cover about Zacchaeus. Point number 4. Zacchaeus was obedient and he joyfully received Jesus. What did Zacchaeus do when Jesus called him down from the tree? Immediately, different translations, different words, he hurried down. King James Version probably says he made haste. I don't know. I didn't read the King James Version. It probably says that. Thou maketh haste, Zacchaeus. With a dress. He hurried down. Scampered. And he received Jesus joyfully. As Zacchaeus comes down from his tree to Jesus, so must we all come down from all the hills, referring back to the Old Testament, where the Israelites always worshiped their idols on the high places. It was always the first thing that the Israelites had to do. Go into a new country and tear down the high places. So we are to come down from our high places, from the places where we worship idols in our lives. Gods like money, success, power, sport, our own bodies. It's all different for all of us. Come down from our high places. Humble ourselves before Jesus. Be obedient and receive Him with joy. Okay, 4 of the 27 covered. No, just jokes. The crowd next. 4 points on Zacchaeus. Let's quickly look at the crowd. So what did the crowd do for Zacchaeus? The crowd kept him away from Jesus. What does the Bible say about the crowd? Many walk on the broad way, but what is their end? Destruction. Don't follow the crowd. The crowd keeps us away from the things that are true. What else does the crowd do? The crowd questions Jesus' motives. Why, Jesus? Why? Why would you do that? Why would you stay with a sinner? Why does he not call out Zacchaeus' sin and sinful lifestyles in public? That was what they probably all expected him to do. Why? And the third thing the crowd does, the crowd judges. The crowd judges Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is a sinner. He's a bad person. Zacchaeus doesn't deserve that Jesus goes and spends a dinner with him. He doesn't deserve it. So what does the Bible say about judging others? If you think you see a speck in your brother's eye, just check the plank in your own eye. I think the fact that you're seeing a speck in a brother's eye immediately causes a plank in your eye, because you probably just want to use that speck for judgment. The crowd. Character number 3. Jesus. Jesus doesn't conform to the popular opinion or the worldly standards or expectations. He shocks the crowd by doing the exact opposite thing that they expect him to do. He doesn't stay with a pastor or a mayor or a spiritual or a religious leader or any high-ranking official. Instead, he stays with a notorious sinner, Zacchaeus. The crowd grumbled about this. They were unhappy. They took exception that Jesus dared want to stay with a notorious sinner. They complained that Jesus didn't publicly call out the injustices, the wrongdoings, and the corruption in the life of Zacchaeus. But church, this shows us God's gentleness. This shows us the grace and the mercy of Jesus. He does not seek to humiliate us or condemn us. He seeks to have a deep, intimate fellowship and relationship with us. Isn't that so amazing? Everybody expects Jesus to throw stones, but he comes in gentleness and he says, I love you. Amazing. The name Zacchaeus means pure and innocent. But before his encounter with Jesus, I think you can all agree, Zacchaeus was anything but pure and innocent. But an encounter with Jesus brought the fulfillment of the true meaning of the name. Jesus didn't have to say anything to Zacchaeus. He didn't have to call out all his sin. For Zacchaeus, just being in the presence of Jesus alone was enough to convict him of all his sin. Now, if I say all his sin, that is quite a large list of sins. It's like I mentioned earlier, he was a chief tax collector, so he had a lifetime of climbing the corporate ladder. He had a lifetime of dubious deals, making money from bad deals, extortion, falsely accusing people. Different Bible translations say, I will pay back what I falsely accused people of. Zacchaeus' heart was arrested, and his sin was exposed when he encountered Jesus. Verse 8. But Zacchaeus stood up. That's what I mentioned earlier. While he and Jesus and some other guests, no doubt, were dining at the table, he just felt conviction in his heart. And he jumped up at the table. And he says, look, Lord, here and now, not tomorrow, not delayed obedience, now, here and now, I give half of all my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay them back fourfold. Just by having Jesus dine with you. We are all like Zacchaeus. We are all living in the sin of our earthly natures. We can't help it. But let us also learn from Zacchaeus that we must position ourselves to see Jesus, to make haste to receive him with joyfulness in our hearts. We're also like the crowd sometimes, aren't we? We are supposed to shine God's love to those around us. But aren't we the first ones to cast stones sometimes? Aren't we the ones that expose people's misdeeds and sins? Have you heard what that guy did? Rather than loving them graciously? 1 Peter 4 verse 8, Peter commands us all, above all, love each other deeply. Because what does love do? It covers a multitude of sins. It doesn't expose all your sin. It doesn't expose all your dirt and filth. It covers your sins with love. Are you ready to receive the gentle touch of Jesus this morning? Are you ready to open up your house, to invite Him in to come dine with you? Are you ready to encounter Jesus and never be the same again? You don't have to carry the burden of sin. You don't have to carry the burden of a lifetime of wrongdoing. Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28 and 30, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." How awesome is that? I love that verse. "For I am gentle and humble in heart." God's grace is forever searching for those in need of saving. And when God finds you, He gently leads you into salvation and freedom. Gently, with a loving touch. Jesus has an appointment with you this morning. He stands at the door of your heart and He knocks. Will you open your house to Him fully? Fully. Some of you may have received Jesus. Will you let Him into the back rooms as well? Will you only let Him into your front room that's tidy? Die dominee se sitkamer. Oh, hy sit in sy dominee se sitkamer gehad. As die dominee kom kuier een keer 'n jaar dan vat jy hom hier in hierdie kant dominee. Dis hier is die mooi sitkamer. But all the other doors are closed. Dominee moet net sien hoe lyk dit hier agter hy. Wat gaan hy dink? So if you've let Jesus in, but you've only let Him into the dominee se sitkamer, and there are other rooms in your heart, in your life, are you willing to open up all the rooms? Are you willing to let an encounter with Jesus change you forever?